This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I got the authority, the devil authority. This pot is just more to me. The devil authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Waiting is waiting you down. Yeah. It's a bevy of devy. You can bet I stay ready. I ain't petty, I'm betting all up on me to defend these. All these titles and shits from concrete to lit. Number one seed, this is it. Pedal to metal, it's lit. I swear I got the authority.
What's up, guys, and welcome into the Devy Authority, coming to you through the airwaves of the media empire that is the Fantasy Authority. I'm Christian Welch, Evil Empire FF on Twitter, and I'm your host for this adventure. Today, I'll be hitting on all the notable games from Week 11 and nearly every relevant Devy player you can think of. Let's dive into Week 11. We'll start with number 25, work our way all the way to number 1, and even hit on a few unranked games that matter to us in fantasy football. So this week, number 25 was Arkansas, and they take care of business against LSU, winning 16-13. So LSU last week gives Alabama the scare, but the letdown this week, not much to talk about in this game as far as offensive performances go. Treylon Burks for Arkansas just had 4 catches for 16 yards, so the best player in the game not really delivering for us. Tyon Davis-Price, the running back for LSU, had 108 rush yards, so I guess he was the highlight of this one. Number 24, Utah defeats Arizona 38-29. Utah's quarterback Cameron Rising continues his rise. No pun intended there. 316 total yards for him and 3 touchdowns. TJ Pledger had 25 carries for 119 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then Brant Cuthie, the tight end for Utah, had 4 catches for 56 yards and gets in the end zone for a touchdown. So number 3, UTSA, the Roadrunners, defeats Southern Miss 27-17. The running backs in this game both played very well. Sincere McCormick for UTSA, 19 carries for 90 yards and a rushing touchdown. And then Frank Gore Jr. for Southern Miss, 20 carries, 123 yards, and a touchdown for him. Number 22, San Diego State beats Nevada 23-21. Carson Strong in this game, still with a great game for Nevada. 350 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Most of that going to his favorite target, Romeo Doubs. 9 catches, 127 yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns for him. Number 21, Pittsburgh defeats North Carolina 30-23. Couple good quarterbacks in this one, Kenny Pickett and Sam Howell. Kenny Pickett throws for 346, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Sam Howell, 296 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception for him. Josh Downs with 8 catches for 95 receiving yards. And then Jordan Addison on the other side with 6 catches for 84. Number 20, Iowa beats Minnesota 27-22. Not much to talk about on offense in this game. Chris Ottman-Bell for Minnesota with a strong game at 5 catches, 109 yards, and 1 touchdown reception for him. Number 18, Wisconsin beats Northwestern 35-7. And Wisconsin's big running back, Braylon Allen, man, this guy is killing it as of late. 25 carries, 173 yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns for the big man. Mississippi State, this game was nuts. I don't know if you guys were tracking this game on Saturday. Auburn got out to, I believe, like a 28-3 lead in this thing. Mississippi State scores, I think, 40 points unanswered to come back and beat Auburn 43-34. Will Rogers, Mississippi State's quarterback, 415 passing yards, 6 touchdowns, no picks. Bo Nix with a strong game for Auburn, 377 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. The receiver for Mississippi State, Jaden Wally, 7 catches for 87 yards for him. On the other side for Auburn, Kobe Hudson, 8 catches, 107 yards, and a receiving touchdown. Tank Bigsby, not much going on the ground. Does get in the end zone twice, though, but 16 carries for 41 yards for Tank. But just a crazy game in the SEC there with Mississippi State coming back. Number 12, Wake Forest beats number 16, NC State, 45-42. The good in this game, Emeka Emezi for NC State, 10 catches, 133 yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns. Devin Carter, 7 catches, 132 yards, and 2 touchdowns. A.T. Perry for Wake Forest, 5 catches, 73 yards and a touchdown. Devin Leary, strong game through the air, 408 yards for him, 4 touchdowns, does throw 2 interceptions, though. And then Sam Hartman, you know, the high-rising quarterback for Wake Forest here, a guy that's gaining a lot of traction lately, 290 yards and 3 touchdowns for him, but 3 interceptions. So not the strongest game for Hartman, but Wake Forest still gets the victory, so big game for them. Number 15, Ole Miss beats Texas A&M 29-19, and that's number 11 Texas A&M going down there. So huge SEC game here. Jerrion Ealy, the Ole Miss running back with a big day. He had 28 touches for 186 yards. Texas A&M running back Devin Achane, 12 carries for 110 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns for him. Snoop Connor for Ole Miss, 11 carries, 55 yards and a touchdown. Dontario Drummond had 49 yards and a touchdown through the air. Matt Corral, you know, pretty quiet day for him. 247 passing yards, 1 touchdown, no pick. And then for Texas A&M, their receiver trio of Smith, Weidemeyer, and DeMoss each had 5 catches. So everybody pretty equally involved there. But a big win for Ole Miss there in the SEC. So number 6, Oklahoma goes down to number 13, Baylor. So first loss of the season for Oklahoma. Baylor comes away with the win 27-14. Abram Smith for Baylor, huge day for him, 20 carries, 148 rushing yards. Gary Bohannon at quarterback, 9 carries for 107 rushing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Also had the 117 pass yards through the air, 1 touchdown, 1 pick for him. Caleb Williams in this game really struggled. So we know that Caleb Williams takes the job from Spencer Rattler earlier this year. Comes out today and just goes 9 of 18 for 142 yards, no touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Was benched for Spencer Rattler. So Rattler comes in and goes 4 of 6, but nothing to really talk about. The bad in this game, though, man, Eric Gray continues to be irrelevant at Oklahoma. Just 1 carry for 4 yards in this game. So, man, Kennedy Brooks, the guy that did lead the backfield for Oklahoma, 14 carries, 55 yards, and a rushing touchdown for Brooks. Number 10, Oklahoma State just destroys TCU 63-17. And the good in this game is Oklahoma State's running backs. So, man, Dominic Richardson, 12 carries, 134 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Jaylen Warren, 17 carries, 113 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Desmond Jackson, 15 carries, 68 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Just an absolute, just insane rushing game for Oklahoma State. Number 9, Notre Dame puts it on Virginia, 28-3. So Virginia is a pretty high-scoring team and cannot even muster a touchdown in this one against Notre Dame. You know, here we're mainly talking about offense, and then the 2 stars for Notre Dame, surprise, surprise, Michael Mayer, 7 catches, 84 yards, and a receiving touchdown, and then Kyron Williams with 14 carries, 70 yards, and a rushing touchdown on the ground. Michigan State, number 7, beats Maryland 40-21, and we're talking Michigan State. We know Kenneth Walker had a good day on the ground. This time he has 30 carries for 143 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Really jumping up into that competition with Breece Hall and Isaiah Spiller to possibly be the running back 1 in this year's class. So let's keep our eye on how that goes. But, man, what a season for Kenneth Walker so far. Also for Michigan State, Jaden Reed, huge day catching the ball. 8 catches, 114 yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns for him. On the other side, Rakim Jarrett, 10 catches, 105 yards, big day from him. And most of that's coming from his quarterback, Taulia Tagovailoa, 350 pass yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception for baby Tua. Number 6, Michigan beats Penn State 21-17. Hassan Haskins for Michigan, 31 carries for 156 rushing yards, so huge day on the ground for him. Cade McNamara, 217 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, so super clean game from the quarterback. And then the Penn State receivers did their thing as usual. Parker Washington, 4 catches, 92 yards. Jahan Dotson, 9 catches, 61 yards. So you know what you're getting from those two every week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Number five, Cincinnati beats South Florida 45-28. Jerome Ford didn't play this week, so really we're just talking about Desmond Ridder for Cincinnati. He had 304 passing yards, two touchdowns, one interception, and also carried the ball 13 times for 65 yards and a rushing touchdown as well. So here's a game loaded with future fantasy stars for us here. Number four, Ohio State puts it on Purdue 59-31. The good in this game, the quarterbacks, man, C.J. Stroud, 361 passing yards, five touchdowns, no picks. Aiden O'Connell for Purdue, 390 yards, four touchdowns, no picks. The receiver trio for Ohio State, Jackson Smith-Jigba, nine catches, 139 yards, and a receiving touchdown. Garrett Wilson, 10 catches, 126 yards, and three touchdowns. And then Chris Olave, nine catches, 85 yards, and a receiving touchdown. So just insane production for that receiver group. David Bell on the other side for Purdue with 11 catches for 103 yards. Milton Wright also over there, seven catches, 98 yards, and a receiving touchdown for him. And then the OSU running backs, Mayan Williams had 14 carries for 117 yards. And then Trevion Henderson, 13 carries, 98 yards, and two rushing touchdowns for him. So awesome game for fantasy football. Tons of great prospects in there. That's the kind of game we like to see all the time. Number three, Oregon beats Washington State 38-24. Oregon's quarterback Anthony Brown with a strong day, 258 total yards, two touchdowns, clean game from him. And then running back Byron Cardwell breaking out for Oregon, nine carries, 98 yards, and two rushing touchdowns for him. Number two, Alabama takes care of business in an easy win against New Mexico State, winning 59-3. Quarterback Bryce Young, 270 pass yards, five touchdowns, no picks. Jameson Williams continuing his impressive campaign at Alabama, the former Ohio State transfer, six receptions, 158 yards, and three touchdowns. Would not be surprised to see this guy get first-round NFL draft capital. He's possibly the fastest receiver in this upcoming draft class, so keep your eye on Jameson Williams. Running back Brian Robinson, 14 touches, 135 yards, and two touchdowns for him. Trey Sanders, 12 carries, 66 yards, and a rushing touchdown as well. And then number one, Georgia, and that defense takes care of business against Tennessee, winning 41-17. James Cook, 13 touches, 147 yards, and three touchdowns. So monster game for Dalvin's little brother. Stetson Bennett, Georgia's quarterback, 253 total yards, two touchdowns. And then here's a big breakout, a name that most of you guys probably don't know. Huge wide receiver for Tennessee, Cedric Tillman, big body guy. Against that Georgia defense, puts up 10 catches for 200 yards and a receiving touchdown. So he's not going to have the production profile or the analytical profile that most people would like. He's a late bloomer, but he's a big body, and he is putting up some serious numbers in this Josh Heupel offense. A couple unranked games I want to touch on. So Florida State, Miami, you got to love this vintage rivalry. Florida State beats Miami 31-28. Jordan Travis for Florida State has 336 total yards and two touchdowns. Deshaun Corbin, 15 carries, 68 yards, and a rushing touchdown on the ground. On the other side, Tyler Van Dyke threw for 316 yards through the air and four touchdowns. Did have two interceptions, though. Most of that went to his top receiver, Charleston Rambo, with six catches for 95 yards. The Miami tight end, Will Mallory, with a strong day, five catches for 72 and a receiving touchdown. And then the do-it-all back for Miami, Jalen Knighton, with 96 total yards and a touchdown. So keeping it in the ACC, Boston College beats Georgia Tech 41-30. Phil Jurkovich is back, and man, he had a great day. 381 total yards, doing it through the air and on the ground. Five total touchdowns, no turnovers. Zay Flowers with some big plays. Two catches for 87 yards and two touchdowns for him. And then Jahmyr Gibbs doing a little bit of everything for Tech. 24 touches, 125 yards, and a touchdown for him. So moving over to the SEC, Missouri beats South Carolina 31-28. Tyler Beatty from Missouri, just an absolute breakout star this year. 35 rushes for 209 yards and a rushing touchdown. Mookie Cooper finally doing something. This is a guy I loved coming into this year. Was pretty quiet for the first half of the season and is busting out a little bit now for Mizzou. Three catches, 72 yards, and a touchdown for him. And then the South Carolina receiver, Josh Van, who's having a strong campaign. He had five catches for 62 yards and a touchdown in this one. And then one of the biggest upsets that we'll see here, not that the team is that great, but when you know the history of these two teams, I mean, I don't know the exact number of years, but Kansas doesn't beat Texas very often. So Kansas upsets Texas, winning 57-56. Most of that was on the back of the freshman running back for Kansas, Devin Neal, who had 26 touches for 169 yards and four touchdowns. Texas had some performers, though. I mean, they scored 56 points. We've got a lot of these guys in Devy. The superstar freshman Xavier Worthy had 14 catches for 152 yards and three touchdowns. Casey Thompson was slinging it around all day, 386 total yards for him and seven touchdowns. Bijan Robinson had 17 touches for 118 yards and a touchdown, but sustained an injury, and he's going to be gone for the rest of the season. We'll see if he plays next year. I would not be surprised if he sat out and just coasted into the first round in the 2023 draft. Some other notables around the country, but we're not going to get into the games. We're just going to touch on some big performances. Emory Jones for Florida. So Florida had a scare from Samford, ended up being a shootout. And man, look at this day from Emory Jones statistically. 550 total yards and seven touchdowns for the Florida quarterback. A possible freshman emerging at Clemson, Dakari Collins. Big game for him. Six catches, 97 yards. The Clemson wide receiver group in general has been a disappointment this year, so it's refreshing to see a newer name in there doing something. I'm looking forward to keeping my eye on Collins going forward and seeing if he can really, you know, take a grasp on one of those starting positions there at Clemson going into next season. Alton McCaskill over at Houston, 21 carries, 129 yards, and two touchdowns for him. Jalen Tolbert, the receiver at South Alabama, seven catches, 108 yards. Wandale Robinson, the receiver at Kentucky, a guy that I love going into this 2022 class, six catches, 75 yards, and a receiving touchdown for him. And then Rashad White, the running back at Arizona State that has just absolutely killed it this year, 32 carries, 184 yards, and two rushing touchdowns for him. That's all I've got for an exciting week 11 of college football. Please leave a rate and review for the podcast. It helps us grow and reach more people. Join our community on Discord. Follow us on Twitter at @FF_authority. Follow me on Twitter at @EvilEmpireFF. I'll catch you guys next week.
I ain't petty, I'm betting all up on me to defend these. All these titles and shits from concrete to lit. Number one seed, this is it. Pedal to metal, it's lit. I swear I got the authority. The Devy authority. This pot is just more to me. The Devy authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Waiting is waiting you down, yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.